Blake Elledge is a musician and vocalist in Brevard who counts 9 bands that he performs in. He remembers getting a call last Thursday warning the coronavirus could threaten some upcoming shows.
I kid you not, literally 5 minutes later, the same colleague called me and notified me that 2 of my gigs that week had been canceled.
5 hours later, another call. More canceled shows. An hour after that, one of his side hustles, spending 2 months as an Easter Bunny mascot at the Asheville Mall, was also gone.
It was a matter of 4 days that I lost all of my income for March and April. It's amazing just to see so many musicians, so many people that I look up to that are losing work just like me. And I thought, well, something needs to be done. Something has to be done.
Elledge dreamed up what he's calling the Quarantine Concert Series. He's partnered with the video outlet I Am AVL and the Orange Peel to produce nightly concerts from local artists. These performances from the Orange Peel's Pulp Lounge are live streamed through I Am AVL's website and Facebook page, where audiences are encouraged to tip the artists.
Well, if people are going to be stuck at home because of all this, there has to be a way for them to still enjoy music. If someone tuning in to these broadcasts were to donate that amount of money that they would normally spend at a venue, money that they would normally pay for a ticket or a door charge or for a couple of drinks at the bar, just think of how many musicians would benefit and how drastically it would improve their quality of life and their finances.
Streamside Music is an Asheville concert series that's beginning to live stream local artists such as Al Pettaway and Shane Parrish, and other local musicians have launched their own live stream performances from home over the past 5 days, asking for donations online. Hannah Kaminer is an Asheville singer-songwriter doing something a little more ambitious and benevolent. She's put together something akin to a dating service. People can purchase music for quarantine, as she's calling it. These are live-stream video performances for friends or family members or themselves. Buyers send a note about the kind of music they're looking for, and Kaminer will match them up with a local artist.
I'm really concerned about 2 groups of people right now, which is people who are isolated. And then I know so many musicians who like depend on the gig economy, and they have come to like a screeching halt. It feels like people who are isolated and musicians who don't have any work could offer each other something.
Unlike many in the local music scene, Kaminer has a pretty solid financial foundation, a job in public relations and digital marketing, but she said she's already lost more than $500 of gig income over the coronavirus fallout.
I mean, the income thing is one thing, but the soul level of just being worried and facing uncertainty, I think it's really cool how people are stepping up to still connect with each other.
There's always a bright side and a great outcome to every horrible situation. So I'm going off of that and trusting in that and putting out as much good energy into the world as I can.
Links to the various local live streaming efforts are in the online version of this story at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.